Christians could face persecution following the Israeli Prime Minister's remarks. The death toll from Tajikistan's flood rises, believers help survivors cope, and Iraq's younger generation of religious tolerance may open doors to the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in East Jerusalem could face additional attacks following last week's comments by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He cited the Bible as the reason Jerusalem is the eternal and indivisible capital of Israel. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says while Netanyahu's citing of Scripture is unprecedented, Palestinian Christians may face difficult days ahead.
Arab Muslims would know that they read the Bible and take the Bible literally. And so when you got the Prime Minister of Israel saying that about Jerusalem, the Arab believers are going to feel some heat.
Palestinian Christians are hated by Israelis and are called Zionists by Palestinian Muslims. While tensions are high in the region, Doyle says,
we are not seeing any cutbacks because of the political tension. In fact, we're seeing exactly the opposite. We're seeing more believers, more disciples, more churches planted all throughout the Middle East.
Next, in the midst of heavy rainfall in Tajikistan, riverbanks flooded, sending water gushing into several villages in the middle of the night. Kulaba was hit the hardest, with at least 24 dead, 50 missing, and hundreds wounded and homeless. The country's president is asking for international aid, but Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association is relying on missionaries in the village.
What SGA is doing is getting involved with this missionary family as well as the Central Church, working with them long after all international aid groups will be gone. It'll be that local church that will be a witness of the gospel.
And Mock's not the only one who knows the church will step up.
After approaching the mayor and asking what we could do, the mayor actually responded with a handwritten letter to the Christian churches appealing to them for assistance in their Muslim community.
Aid will replace items washed away by the river, help SGA with funding, and
pray that God uses the local church to be a vibrant witness of the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian students from Iraq's Mosul University are skipping classes, not because of laziness, but of fear for their lives. Paul Esterbrooks of Open Doors says students traveling to school by bus from a safe Christian enclave were attacked.
On May the 2nd, three of these buses were convoying together. A suicide bomber got in between bus number one and bus number two and exploded. Meanwhile, then, another bomb that had been planted on the third bus exploded.
100 students sustained injuries and a civilian was killed, but their fellow students won't tolerate the violence.
The lecturers and professors and the Muslim students have started a sit-in to protest the inability of Christian students to come to school in safety.
Esterbrook says this act represents the younger generation's attitude. Pray this lack of animosity will open doors for Christian students to share Christ with their Muslim peers. And as part of its 200th anniversary, Biblica last week released the Chinese Contemporary New Testament with Proverbs. Biblica's Richard Lowe explains the transition will be good for evangelism because Scripture is clearer.
The older translation is done in 1919, and it is obsolete. So the Chinese Contemporary Bible helps the reader by giving them a modern-day language translation. It is also very easy to understand.
The full Bible is underway.
The Old Testament is being typeset at the moment, and it should be made available sometime at the end of the year.
The China Christian Council and leaders of the Three Self Patriotic Movement also showed their support for this release at the Philip Yancey Writers Conference. Lo says,
they're presenting to the attendees of the Writers Conference the first lot of the Chinese New Testament with Proverbs.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, The Real Battle, where you learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.